Well, with the extreme cold temperatures, the need for a warming center is coming about, and not just extreme cold, dangerously cold temperatures here around the area tonight and tomorrow and into Thursday. And because of that, the Knox County YMCA is offering their services as a warming center at the main branch, 1324 West Carl Sandburg Drive here in Galesburg. And joining us to talk a little bit more about it, taking some time out of a really, really extra busy morning for him, is the executive director of the Knox County YMCA, Adam Sampson. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Real good, Tom. How are you?
Very good. Well, I know you're kind of trying to get things prepared for the warming center. Let's kind of talk about how this came about in the first place.
Well, obviously, you know, I mean, a lot of the not-for-profits, we're here for a reason. We have a mission. Our mission is to serve the community. And as I was talking with Lon Dunn from the United Way and talking with the Red Cross a little bit and then connected with the fire chief about if our services were necessary, we certainly were going to be able to provide those and figure out what all we need to do to at least have a place that somebody can go if the heat shuts off or if they're a homeless person or something like that. So we thought it'd be a good idea to do it here at our main branch on Sandburg Drive.
Well, and your community organization, and that, I guess this is things like this are all about being a not-for-profit community organization.
Absolutely, Tom. I mean, and the Y can't take all the credit. You know, we've been in, working with Red Cross for blankets, water. You know, United Way was food and everything else. We just happen to have the facility and the mission that matches providing the service. So, yeah, it's if one person comes, Tom, it's, you know, obviously it's worth it. We're happy that we're able to be a part of it. There's a lot of other moving parts to be able to provide this, but we're just happy we're one of the players in the game.
Well, and there's no way you can know how many people might possibly use the services as a warming center, but are you interested in taking donations if somebody's got blankets or they've got, you know, food or water or whatever? Are you interested in taking donations to help out?
Tom, on this, we've been working with the Red Cross on the water and the blankets, Lon has provided some meals that we can actually, I don't want to use the word legally, but following all guidelines, be able to serve. So at this point, we're not looking for any donations, and we'll be able to, if we run out of water, for example, our staff will take care of those needs and still be in compliance with health regulations and everything else. So not at this time. Thank you, though.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure, and just in case, I knew they were helping you out, but in case you needed more. Adam Sampson, Executive Director of the Knox County YMCA, joining us here this morning. They will be open as a warming center. Now, when officially does that happen? Is it later today into tonight, or?
Yep, this morning at 5 a.m., and we'll go through Thursday at 9 p.m. We won't close our doors until Thursday at 9 p.m., so now all the way through then, if someone needs a warming place, I would caution people that, you know, still, if you don't need it, you know, maybe just stay home. Obviously, the weather's really bad, but we know that some families, you know, even my house, we've talked about if the heater goes out, what are we going to do, you know? And thank goodness we have a place to go, but if you don't, if it's not necessary, we want people to stay home. But if you're in dire needs, we're going to be here for you.
And if you can do it for yourself, if you need the services of the Y as a warming center, they ask you a sleeping bag if you got it, a pillow, a towel, and things like that if you're able to. If not, I know you'll be able to provide some of that for them, but whatever you can bring to help yourself out will be very helpful. So I guess the one question, I mean, as far as location, I'm guessing you got two gyms and another workout room. Is that kind of where, depending on how many people, you're going to start in one gym or the other?
Exactly. Plan is to use the two big gyms and the racquetball court. We've kind of got a game plan. If there's multiple people here, you know, where maybe if kids need to sleep or places that are a little quieter than others, So, yeah, we're kind of game planning for that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that means you're going to have staff on hand there 24/7 during this period as well.
Yeah, we'll have a male and a female here, just to be able to go through the locker rooms and things like that to make sure that everybody's safe.
Well, and you know, there will be some hardcore people. They're going to be out there working out no matter what. But really, is the way you're going to be set up, it shouldn't interfere with anybody wanting to do their workout.
Yeah, for the most part, there won't be a whole lot of things that are being displaced. We will close our workout spaces at the normal times here at the family branch on Sandberg. We're just looking, and we're going to ask our members, as they always do, to just adapt to the services that we're providing to people.
Absolutely. And there's always the downtown Y as well, or over at Knoxville during their hours as well. So want to get your workout in. There's plenty of places to do it.
Absolutely. I really want to stress that, you know, be safe, everyone. I mean, you don't want to get stranded out in weather like this, and to be cautious. So
yeah, absolutely. And again, these temperatures of what, you know, it's been years and years and years since we've seen these, and you know, we're talking, you know, maybe 45 below wind chill or even colder, they're saying. So it's downright dangerous. I mean, just a few minutes of exposed skin and you get frostbite, and it's really, really dangerous. So we appreciate what you guys are doing for the community. Again, the Warming Center, Knox County YMCA, the main branch, 1324 West Carl Sandburg Drive. So I would guess, Adam, your suggestion is that, you know, you check with friends and neighbors, find out if people need it, and if you don't have room in your home, or, again, like you said, if you have an issue with your furnace that goes out or whatever the case may be, that you're welcoming people that really need this over the next couple of days.
Absolutely. You know, be safe, we'll be here, and that's kind of the whole reason of it is, you know, if one person shows up and uses the service, then it's worth it, you know. We'll be open. We'll be welcoming, and I think Kelly's making some hot chocolate right now for some people that are here. So,
oh, perfect. Is there going to be popcorn, by the way?
It's not Popcorn Friday, Tom.
Oh, that's right. It's not Friday. I'm sorry. Oh, well, just a thought. All right. Adam Sampson, Executive Director of the Knox County YMCA. Again, the Y is going to be a warming center, the main branch, 1324 West Carl Sandburg Drive here in Galesburg. Opened it up this morning. And again, regular times for workouts, but for those coming out as a warming center, I mean, I'm guessing if somebody needs to be in after hours that you're still going to let them in to come in there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. You know, I could picture it happening in my house at 11 o'clock at night. Well, I know where I'll go now. So
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if anybody needs some information, you can call the Y 344-1324 if you're wondering, say, hey, can I get in? You know, if you don't want to just show up, yeah, call ahead of time. But again, you're gonna be accepted there, and a nice place to stay warm. And I guess the bigger thing is staying safe.
Absolutely, Tom.
All right. Well, Adam, anything else we need to know?
I don't think so. Just let us know if there's anything else we can do.
All right. Adam, thank you so much. Really do appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, Tom.